We're gonna move into the readings. So which of these beautiful birds is coming in to support you in radiating your unique expression out into the world? Okay, so let's just take a nice deep breath. Settle into yourself. Just taking some time to ground, to connect from the base of your spine down into the heart of Mother Earth, Mother Gaia. Imagine a beautiful grounding cord from the base of your spine going down, down, down into that heart of Mother Earth, that beautiful ball of light at her core. Imagine opening up a two-way flow of love and gratitude from your heart to the heart of Mother Earth and from her heart to yours. And as you flow that love down into the heart of Mother Earth, imagine that expanding out to support all of the beautiful creatures, all the beautiful kingdoms, the animals, the birds, crystals, other humans. I'm just setting the intention. If you're requesting a reading, to allow me to connect in with your higher selves, opening your heart to whatever of these beautiful bird allies want to come through to support you today. Yeah. Okay, I'm just gonna put everybody up where I can see you there. All right. Cindy, you want to unmute yourself? Come on down.
Okay. Which one of these beautiful birds are coming in to support me in my unique expression?
Yeah, so let's just see for you. Okay, Royal Spoonbill coming through
Okay.
for you. Yeah.
Cool.
And it's, I'm seeing that action of it moving its bill through the waters. So this is like the spoonbill really as you're bringing through, your expression, being able to wade into the emotional waters and to gain those nuggets of wisdom that are in there for yourself and for others, staying very grounded in that. And of course, staying in integrity with yourself, bringing through the purity of what the information is that you gain there. Yeah, beautiful supporter for you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. All right, Kathy.
Okay, I got it, I think. Oops.
Oh.
Yeah. I just want my hands to be clean before it touches the laptop. Sorry.
No worries, no
Oh, I
worries.
love that. I love, and yeah, thanks for the pictures and your email, the wildflowers. Those were pretty too on your trip.
Oh yeah, the little collage there. Yeah,
Yeah,
thank
I like
you.
that. So I like how you have the birds like all in, one right here so I could see them better. 'Cause,
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at all of them one going by, but this is good. Thank you. So, I want to know too what bird allies supporting me to radiate my unique
Yeah.
expression at this time.
Absolutely. So let's just see for you. Okay, the gala is coming through for you, which is this one, the pink and gray one up here in the
Yeah.
middle, at the top middle, right? It's this frequency of the playfulness and also support for finding those like-minded hearts out there in the world so that you have those connections, kind of bringing in those relationships. But it's also like when you're in your playfulness, more of your light shines through and it's going to support you in that way. Yeah, it's got this nature that even goes to like the silliness, right? And tumbling around and having fun with each other, right? Everything doesn't have to be so serious. And there's something that just supports opening up in your heart and
That's
allowing your
perfect.
light to shine.
Yeah, I need to work on that. I'm very analytical and
Yeah, so it's like, get out of your head, right? Get out
yes,
of your
I
head
know.
and just let open
It's a
up your
daily like work,
heart.
so. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Margo. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome,
Thank you.
Kathy. Thanks for being here. All
Okay.
right. Kelly.
Hello, Margot.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good, good. Which of these gorgeous divine beings is supporting me to radiate my unique expression, please?
Yeah, let's just see for you. Rainbow lorikeet. The rainbow lorikeet's coming through, which is this one with all the color down here at the bottom.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, so what I'm seeing is that there's what I was being shown is that there's an aspect that sometimes holds back a little bit on letting all of your colors shine. And so rainbow lorikeet, and actually what this, okay, so it's coming in now. What this aspect is saying is that it's afraid that you won't be taken seriously if you let all your colors shine. So rainbow lorikeet's like, just let it shine. Pull out, and it's helping you like to pull out all that divine nectar, from your own nature, but also supporting pulling that out from others, right? So many people have lost connection with their own divine nature, their own divine gifts. So Rainbow Lorikeet wants to come in and support you with doing that as well.
Oh, that so resonates. Absolutely. That's wonderful. Thank you, Margo. I appreciate
Yeah,
it
you're
so
welcome.
much.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. All right, Yagoda.
Well, which one of these beautiful birds wants to support me today?
Yeah, so let's just see for you. Azure Kingfisher coming in for you. That Azure Kingfisher. Yeah, so that's this beautiful one over here on the right. Just really supporting you in it's like being in your projectorness. Like just waiting, right? Waiting for those invitations. And yet within that is how you shine, right? You don't have to get engaged with other things that, what other people want you to, or what your mind says you should be engaged with. Like the Azure Kingfisher just sits there within itself, waiting for that correct timing, and then it's like, okay, I can use that timing to my advantage and being very efficient with that energy as well, right? It just dives in, gets it, okay, and then back to its perch again. So it's a really helping you with that balancing of that and just being yourself. And when you're in that, it's just like, ah, more of your energy is available to allow yourself to shine.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, Twee, you're up.
Yes, hi,
Hello, hello.
Margot.
Hi.
Which bird ally is supporting me to radiate my unique expression?
Yeah, so let's just see for you. Ah, Tui is coming through. So Tui for Tui.
And
Which is
this
this
is the
one.
second time. It came in the last time too.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, it was pretty fast the way that it came in. So, what I'm seeing, I don't remember what the last reading was, but it's like being able to, weave your words to be able to express things that other people might not be able to put together, that you can put it together and express it out. And I think it's a really perfect combination as you're working with the way of wind that came through in the plant communication forest and Draco and just that beautiful purity of expression in that. So we'll see what winds are getting woven in your own expression out with the help and support of Tui.
Beautiful, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, let me just, oh, Jody. It's just a little, it's okay, Jody. I see you there, so you can just unmute yourself. There we go.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. My screen is going all crazy and I can't figure out how to raise my hand.
It's okay. I see your question. We're all good here. So perfect.
Okay. Could you read for me? Thank you.
Yeah. Let's just see for you. Oh, it's the beautiful dove energy that's coming in for you.
Yay.
Yeah, this guy here. Yeah, there was just this sense of peace. It's like it's helping to settle you into yourself, right? Connect with that peace that's within you. And when you're in that space, it just, it's like as you sink into yourself, more of your light radiates out. And I also am seeing it showing me like how it, you know, disperses the rainforest fruits around, that it's supporting you in, kind of dropping these little nuggets of wisdom, of nourishing wisdom for others, kind of the fruits of wisdom that you've gleaned, being able to disperse those out into the world.
I love that. I love that one. It just felt like royalty, that dove was so beautiful.
Yeah, it really is something, isn't it? Yeah, it's so beautiful for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, Pamela, so I see your question in the chat here. So yeah, and you can unmute yourself if you want, Pamela. I see your hand raised and I see your question in the chat. So how are you doing?
How to raise it. But which one of these beautiful birds have a message for me?
Yes. So let's just see for you. Okay. It's the Crimson Rosella that's coming in for you, which is this one in the upper right here with the beautiful red and blue colors. So let me just see. Oh, there's this real confidence, you know, any places where you might be doubting yourself, like Crimson Rosella is just coming in to support you. And yeah, you can be true to yourself. You can just radiate the truth of your expression out into the world and be very grounded in that. So it feels like it's also supporting you and just being grounded within, confident. And there is with this bird too, this playfulness that's coming through to support you. Yeah, very beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy that, Rosella. Okay, let's continue here. I think I got everyone that's here now. So let me pull up the list. Da-da-da. All right. Kelly, we did yours. Okay, April. April from Shamanis. You know, April, is that how you say it? I should know, right? It's in Canada, but anyways. Okay. So hi, Margo. I'm still interested in your perspective on 2027. If you gave a talk about it, I didn't see it. No, April, I haven't done it yet. So this is, we're talking about the frequency shift that's coming in human design in 2027. Yeah, I didn't realize, how much time the forest therapy certification, I completely underestimated what that was going to take. So I'll be delving back into that information and pulling together that what I'd like to present on that. So you haven't missed anything, and I'll make sure that you know when that's coming. Okay. I was also wondering what bird ally could help integrate my ascension, lots of energy moving and shifting. Thank you for this generous gift. I won't be able to be on the live call, so I'll have to listen to the replay. Many blessings. Thanks, April. Yeah. Okay. So let's just see for you. Azure Kingfisher. Azure Kingfisher is coming in again for you. it's bringing this connection to the water element to help with your integration. I know you're close to the water where you are there, and also supporting you in staying on target and digging in and not getting distracted by extraneous things. There's also this balance of receptivity with action and bringing patience to that process that the Azure Kingfisher is helping you with. So yeah, awesome. Thank you. All right. Next up, Maya. Whoops. Too many things open on my screen here. Let's move that out of the way. Okay, Maya from New York. All right. What bird ally is supporting me to radiate my unique expression? Thank you. Okay, Maya, let's just see for you. The rose-crowned fruit dove is coming in again. So Maya, for you, what was coming through is that there's an aspect that's carrying some doubt about your unique expression being accepted by others. And so this beautiful rose-crowned fruit dove is coming in to support you and just being a living example. You don't have to live up to anybody else's expectations. So it's helping you to just settle into yourself. And what's coming through here through it and your higher self is that when you nourish yourself, you nourish others and bring a real sweet vibration to the space that you're in. That's just going to support others in that way. So no pushing, no forcing. And the beautiful, peaceful sunrise, sunset energy of this rose crown fruit dove will support you with that. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Next up, Stephanie from Vista. Okay, Stephanie, which bird ally is supporting me to radiate my unique expression? Thanks and happy solstice. Yes, happy solstice. Okay, Stephanie, for you. The royal spoonbill coming in again for you to support. So there's just what I'm sensing the frequency it's bringing through for you is like this calm nobility. It's like an ease in being in integrity with yourself so that the pureness of your essence shines through. Also helping you to find nourishing and healthy environments for yourself. So that was specifically coming through. So I'm not sure if you've been in places that maybe aren't so nourishing for you, but definitely this royal spoonbill is going to support you in staying integrity within and finding the environments that resonate to you that way as well. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cher from Rochester Hills. Hey, Cher. Hi, Margo. Thank you for sharing your insights and experiences with the wildlife on your adventures. I always love to hear all about it. Sending love and light. Thanks for the reading. Yeah, Cher. So let's see for you. Okay, the Australian king parrot coming through, which is the ones that the males and females look different here. It's actually the female. It's kind of down at the bottom here. Coming through, it's just like this deep acceptance. It's bringing in this frequency to help you like really deeply accept your own nature, being at home within yourself. I mentioned this is one of the quieter patients, so staying at peace within yourself. You go to your projector, right? So this is really important. Until there is time to take action on something. So yeah, and I love the greens it's bringing in. It's going to support your nature connection as well. Okay. Awesome. All right. Next up, Ju from Birmingham. Hi, Ju. All right. Says, hi, I'm definitely moving into a new version of me and I'm curious to which bird ally is around for me. Yeah. Okay. So let's just see. Yeah. Crimson Rosella. My mind was suspecting that, but I just want to make sure my heart, that was what was coming through. So Crimson Rosella is such a beautiful energy for helping with these transitions, moving through transitions with ease and allowing all the new colors, the new potentials within you to emerge. Now, I was seeing that there's a little bit of a shadow aspect that's wanting to hold on to some old stuff that's not actually serving you. And I mentioned the crimson rosella. It will change colors from when it's a chick as it kind of matures. Its feather colors will change. So the rosella is really reminding you that your passions will change over time, and it's okay to just let go of what no longer resonates with you and embrace, you know, fully the new that wants to move through you. So yeah, beautiful. Thank you. All right. Okay, Carla from Brussels. Hey, Carla. Hi, Multi Margot. Love to hear what Bird Alley is supporting me to radiate my unique expression and to find my new place, nest, that he is eager to welcome me in that new home. All right. So let's see, Carla, for you. Okay, you've got the rainbow lorikeet coming through. So one in the bottom center here loves partaking of that nectar of life. I was really drawn to, you can kind of see the underside of the tail feathers with all the kind of interweaving of all the different colors that it carries. So yeah, this is what I'm seeing. So rainbow lorikeet is really helping you to weave together all your different expressions and really root those in and allow that to come through in your expression. And for place, like, I'm not getting a specific place, but what I'm getting is some place, like in terms of home, with a lot of solar energy. Of course, is more than just the sun, the way solar energy can come through. But yeah, so just allow yourself to connect in with, you know, that fire, that solar energy, and see where that takes you in terms of finding your next place to support you. All right. Next up, Vijaya Selvi from Buffalo. Hello, hello. What Bird Alley is supporting me to radiate my unique expression? Okay, let's just see here for you. Here we go. Okay, Vijaya Selvi. There's an aspect that I'm being shown that's a little bit afraid that if you kind of express yourself, your unique expression, being vulnerable in that, that it'll end up being used against you. So you've got that rose crown fruit dove that's coming in to support you, this beautiful one over on the left-hand side there. I just feel like it's just encapsulating you in this strong sense of love and helping you to partake of the fruits of life that nourish you and foster your sense of self-love. That's really where your divine protection per se comes from, right? The more that you love yourself, the easier it is to dissolve any lower level projections coming from others and be unaffected by others' words and actions. So yeah, I love this beautiful rose crown fruit dove energy to come in for you. All right, next up, Anders from Sweden. Hey, Anders. Hi, Margot. Which Bird Alley is supporting me to radiate my unique expression? Thank you. Have a great summer. Yes, thank you. Okay, so let's just see. Okay, so right away, the galahs coming in. I just see it like tumbling, having fun, the playfulness. So really supporting you in bringing that spirit of playfulness from the place, that beautiful rose color that it has, that pink, really bringing that place playfulness from the pure space of love in your heart, and also being able to kind of open and receive love as well. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. All right, Janice from Selkirk. Oh, I'll be driving through Manitoba in a few weeks, but won't be up near Selkirk there. All right. So which bat bird ally is supporting me to radiate my unique expression? Okay. So let's just see for you. Okay, Janice, Crimson Rosella is coming in again. I'm just, okay. There's an aspect, a shadow aspect that's showing me, that there's a part of your true nature that feels like it's not allowed to express itself. And the fear here is the fear of being shamed. Okay. Yeah, this is actually traces back to your maternal lineage. And it's just energy that's come through into your timeline. So I see this aspect feels like I see it behind bars, like it's being locked up, and there's some grief energy there that you'll want to, you can ask the Crimson Rosella to support you in cleansing that out of your field and out of your maternal lineage. Crimson Rosella is bringing in that courage, that strong love energy, supporting any transformation that's needed. Again, we talked about how its feathers shift color as it matures, so that you can really allow the fullness of your unique expression to radiate out. Okay. Very, yes, it's quite a strong, integrous, but loving energy that Crimson Rosella is bringing through for you. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Next up, Majiodi, we did you. Okay. Carrie from Edmonton. All right. I believe the owl is a guide for me. Oh, I love that for you, Carrie. But could you offer any insight into which bird ally is supporting me to radiate my unique expression? I've always been drawn to New Zealand. Okay. Well, let's just see. Okay. So for this, you've got the royal spoonbill that's coming through. What I was seeing was that there was an aspect that sometimes gets busy doing for others, and that can consume energy that reduces your ability to radiate your unique expression out in other ways. So royal spoonbill's really coming in. I see it like moving its bill through the water, sensing if there's something really there worth putting your energy into. So it's in helping you to increase your feeling sense, you know, that clairsentience to the energies and what's really of value for you to engage with. And it's this sense of really holding your own energy as sacred and noble. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Okay. Marina from New Jersey. Hey, hello, Margot. What bird ally is supporting me to radiate my unique expression? Thank you. Yeah, Marina, let's just see for you. Oh, okay. Australian King Parrot is coming in for you. This is this nice, the red and greens here. There's a little aspect, shadow aspect, that I'm being shown that like it doesn't want you to radiate too brightly, like don't stand out. It's safer just to fit in. And so I see this Australian King Parrot bringing in this grounded confidence for you and just allowing yourself to be yourself. And also I talked about how it can kind of see things that we can't see, right? It can see into that those different spectrums of energy. So this King Parrot energy is supporting you to see the truth under the surface that supports your discernment. It's almost like this supporting your lie detection abilities, right? So, you know, allowing yourself to be with those, really shine with those who are a resonance for you. And really allowing you to sense into and see, ooh, you know, they're saying these words or they're projecting this frequency out, but I can see underneath that that's not the truth. That's not a true expression from them. This isn't a place to, you know, to put my energy, or to at least you can respond to it in an integrous way from your truth in that case. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Okay. Anika from Perth. Hey, Anika. Hi, Margo. Hope you had an amazing trip away. What bird ally is supporting me to radiate my unique expression? Thank you for these wonderful readings. I really love them. Thanks, Anika. Okay, so let's just see who's coming through for you. Okay, you have the galah coming through, and I really saw it like spreading its wings out and how it has all that pink there. So it's like, allow yourself to spread your own wings. It's going to support you to do that. And within that, it's helping you to stay in that heart space, in that space of love. And it's like when you're in that space, as you spread your wings, that is radiating out. So it's kind of expanding the reach of your love energy, your uniqueness out into the world. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Hey, Patricia from Geelong now. Okay. What bird ally is supporting me to radiate my unique expression? I moved from Ballarat to Geelong. Renovating my new unit with kids' help. What a journey in a short time. Yeah, Patricia, right? Once it went, you know, it was for about a year there. Like, is it the right time? Not the right time? Right time? And so on. So good for you as a projector and just staying with that splenic response and waiting for like, okay, yes, now this is the time. So that's fantastic. Congratulations on the move there. All right. So let's see who's coming through for you. Okay, you have the royal spoonbill that's coming through. I'm really getting drawn to its bill with those markings in it. It's like this ancient wisdom that it's supporting you in bringing through. So being able to work with the waters, and now you're close, right? Now you're right there in Geelong at the ocean. So being able to work with those energies of the oceans, of the waters. And of course, we know you have that connection to the moon energies, but gaining that wisdom from what lies beneath the waters, really being able to amplify that feeling sense, and then to be able to share that wisdom out into the world. So Royal Spoonbill really supporting you with that. Love it. Thank you. Okay. Emily from Katoomba. Hey, Emily. Hope to be with you live, but if not, I'd love a reading, please. Which bird ally is supporting me to radiate my unique expression? Okay, Emily. Let's just see which one wants to come through for you. Yeah, Asia Kingfisher. Asia Kingfisher coming through. There is some of the dove energy coming through as well. There's just like this peaceful. So I guess you got two here. This peaceful nature that it wants to bring, keep connecting you to that kind of sunrise, sunset energy and all the colors that's in there. Kingfisher. Okay. This one's coming in stronger. So let's just see what it wants to bring through for you. Yeah, it's bringing in this vital energy to nurture, like, you know, sometimes to really bring our creative expressions into the world. There is some work that we have to do, right? Setting that real strong container for it, the same way that the kingfisher, you know, burrows, makes that long tunnel into the embankment, right, to support the where the eggs are laid and so on. So this kingfisher energy is really supporting your vitality and your persistence in creating that like a cocoon per se for your creative potentials to develop, and then being able to allow those to radiate and to know that process is built into your nature. So there's the kind of confidence that's coming with the kingfisher energy there. And then the dove's just keeping that all within the context of beautiful love energy. All right. Linda from Duncan. Hey, Linda. Which bird ally supporting me to radiate my unique expression, dear Margot? Thanks so much for all you are and do and share. I'm excited about your force therapy guide journey too. Thanks, Linda. All right, so let's see for you. Who's coming through here? Rainbow Lorikeet coming through. Yeah, it's even though they can be kind of rambunctious and so on, like I'm just seeing it sitting in the tree, really being itself, just letting those colors radiate out. Again, no forcing, no pushing. It's just like in its beingness. It's a reminder to you that to just allow, being the allowing of your multidimensional nature to shine through, just in being you. Yeah, and it's going to support you with that, and also tapping in and partaking of the sweet nectar of life. Okay, yeah, thanks, Linda. All right, Susan from Bethlehem. All right, which bird ally is supporting me to radiate my unique expression? Okay, Susan, let's just see for you. Okay, right away the dove's coming in. The rose crowned fruit dove. All right, let's just see what it wants to bring here. Wow, this softness. It's like supporting you in sinking into your divine feminine nature. It's just like sometimes the world can be hard, right? And it's just like within you, your own tender heart can actually support you in just sinking into that divine feminine nature, to sink into the love that exists already within yourself. I think this came up before, right? The more that you're connected to that, no matter what's going on around you, it's going to support you to just be able to let that go, not have it affect you, to stay at peace within yourself. And then from there, you know, you can express out, you can share all those nuggets that can support not only nourishing yourself, but nourishing others. And I feel like for you, like just having the picture, and you can find other pictures of that fruit dove, and just having that in front of you, gazing at it, just letting it nurture you and what it wants to bring through you. There's some old feels like, or maybe it's just with what's going on in the world now, just feels like there's some grief energy that needs to be released out of your field. And there's something in connecting with its colors, it's just its whole essence, that's going to support you in releasing that and really getting centered within yourself and the divine feminine essence within you. Okay? Yeah, thank you. All right. Next, Josephine from Brampton. Hey, Josephine. Hi, Margot. Thank you for this reading. I loved your last one. I'm doing your free mini course on human design, which is awesome. I'm so glad you're doing that. Okay, so let's just see for you which one of these beautiful beings wants to come through. Tui's coming through. Tui from New Zealand up here in the top left. So let's see what Tui wants to bring through here for you. That's why I'm laughing, because there's a playfulness that's coming through Tui here. So definitely bringing in the sense of play. Hmm. voice work, languages. It's like, yeah. So I don't know if you're like doing anything with the voice or singing or different expressions of voice, but it's like this playful energy that it's moving through your throat center. So if you've ever thought about something musical or weaving different things together or working with different languages, it's like Tui's just kind of opening up that whole throat area for new and different expressions that want to flow through you. Wow. There's just this amazing sense of freedom and openness that's coming through there. So yeah, feel free to shoot me an email. Let me know what's going on. I'd love to hear. Yeah, if there's something that you've been playing with, or maybe that you already are doing, but it feels like different expressions again, kind of being woven together and opened up for expression through there, and all of this done in a foundation of just playfulness and let's try, let's be curious, let's see what happens. So love that. Yeah, thank you. Okay, Barb from Bonterre. Hey, Barb. All right. Hi, Margaret. Your readings are always so accurate. Which bird ally is supporting me to radiate my unique expression? Thank you for all you do and many blessings. Okay, Barb. Yeah. Let's see for you. Who's supporting your unique expression and radiating that out? Okay. There's a little aspect that say, like, I don't know. I want to radiate my unique expression out there fully. So let me just see what that aspect is concerned about here. Oh, it's concerned that if you were to radiate your full expression out, that others in a way will kind of take advantage of you, that they'll want things from you that you don't necessarily like it's going to take a lot of energy, right? That you don't necessarily want to do. Okay. So yeah, they're going to start pulling on your energy. Okay. So you've got Royal Spoonbill coming in to support you, just with the integrity, the purity of being able to stand within yourself, radiate your expression out into the world, and yet being able to say, I mean, the strong bill, right? Being able to say, yes or no by really feeling into the energy. Remember I talked about the sensitivity that it has within its bill. So it's supporting you with this discernment. Don't be afraid to radiate your light out into the world, because all that's important is that you discern if someone's pulling your energy that, yes, this is for me to do, or no. And again, a strong bill that's going to say, oh, that's, you know, I really appreciate you asking me, about that or to do that or whatever it might be. But it's just not feeling right for me right now, but thank you so much, you know? yeah. And again, it's such a beautiful energy for navigating the emotional waters of life and not letting that pull you out of the integrity of who you are. So yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Okay, Pamela G now. All right, what bird ally is supporting me to radiate my unique expression? Asking here in case I can't make it live. Catbird has been very present for the last few days, getting very close and talking and then going up to the wire to look down directly at me. Thank you so much, Margot. I hope this finds you well. Been a very difficult time for me. I'm just reading the rest here. Okay. Okay, Pamela. All right. So first of all, Catbird, what higher perspectives need to be shared, right? It's going up, coming down. That's what I'm feeling is coming through. So what higher perspectives do you need to be sharing? Okay. All right. Well, let's just see who's coming through now for this. Supporting you and radiating your light. Okay. It's feeling like there's just this softness and being gentle with yourself and that rose-crowned fruit dove is coming in. And it's just like, it's almost like this, you know, being told to trust. You were talking about being told trust. That's like a pressure that's coming in now. Like it's turned into a pressure. And it's like this beautiful fruit dove energy is just like, just relax, allow that beautiful sunset, sunrise energy that it carries to just letting that come in for you now, just to filter into your full being and release the stress of all that's been going on so that you can just sit in that peace. And get in touch with, you know, what are the fruits of life that would really nourish you right now? So it feels like this very grounding energy as those soft colors and their frequencies come in to your field, into your being. And just let yourself rest in those. And from that, what will fill you up? And that's also going to support that catbird energy. What wants to be expressed through you? But just, it's like this depressurization that's wanting to occur there. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Okay. Angela from Newport. Yep. So it's our last one. Hi, Margot. Which bird ally is supporting me to radiate my unique expression? Perhaps I should ask this for my uncle Alice. He lost his son, my cousin. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Angela. So we'll just hold space for love and comfort and peace and for a beautiful ease and transition during this time. Come in for him and for all of your family. And so I'll see which ally is coming in for you, and then we'll see for your uncle who's coming in here. Okay, so Angela, for you first, who's coming in to support you and radiating your unique expression out into the world? Okay, the Australian King Parrot is coming in for you. It's a very strong energy. It feels like it's really supporting this beautiful dynamic balancing between your masculine and your feminine energies. So I talked about this as one of the few parrots where there's actually a difference. You can tell the difference between the female and the male. And it's like this kind of beautiful harmony and weaving and this ability to dynamically move between the receptivity and the groundedness and that earth connection and then the action and more of that fire energy. And this is really supporting you and radiating your expression out, you know, to be that receptive one in some cases and then to take appropriate action from that place of truth and integrity within you. Very bright, very colorful, letting you express the brightness of all your color out into the world. Okay. And let's just see for your uncle. Okay. I've seen the Asia Kingfisher coming in for him, navigating through the emotional waters that come with this time, really connecting with the cycles of life so that there's this continuity, of course, going through the grieving process, but also being able to all four, all the beautiful nuggets of the positive memories to let that to really to support feeding his soul, his spirit. So that he's able to move through it with grace. And that's, you know, this is this Kingfisher energy, the grace that it brings, its ability to dive in, navigate the emotional waters, to get those nourishing pieces, sit back and rest and relax when it's time to do that as well. Just sink into that place of presence to what is. So yeah, beautiful guide coming in to support your uncle there as well. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, thanks. Thanks, Cindy, Kathy, Jody, for being able to hang out for the full call here. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful solstice. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Margo. Thank you.
Yeah. Happy solstice, you guys.
Thank you, too.
Okay.
Have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you later.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
And bye to everyone when she's watching on the replay. Happy solstice.